Unit 3, Lesson 4, Reading. Air travel in Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia's first airplane was a Douglas DC-3. This was given to King Abdulaziz in 1945 by the American President Franklin D. Roosevelt. Two more DC-3s soon joined the first. These three planes formed the first Saudi fleet, which was used by the royal family and by government officials. King Abdulaziz immediately realized the advantages of air travel and helped to establish Saudi Arabian Airlines in 1946. The new airline started with a fleet of 5 24-seat DC-3s on the 14th of March, 1947. On that day, a DC-3 took off from Jeddah to Riyadh, Hufuf, and Tehran. The 1,200-kilometer trip took 4.5 hours. The same journey by land took about 2 months at that time. Jeddah was the airline's headquarters, and until 1954, only Riyadh, Hufuf, Tehran, Taif, and Medina received regular flights. However, more planes were acquired, more airfields were built, and services were continually expanded. By the end of 1956, Hail, Buraida, Khamis Mushait, Nadran, Turayf, Yambo, Wijah, Tabuk, and Skaka had become part of the network. In December 1961, Saudi Arabian Airlines became the first airline in the Middle East to acquire jet airplanes for commercial service. These were Boeing 720s. They began the first jet service from Jeddah to Riyadh and Tehran in March 1962. They reduced the flight time between Jeddah and Riyadh from 2 hours 20 minutes to 1 hour 20 minutes. Page 36. There are pictures of planes now. More jet aircrafts were added to the fleet over the next 10 years, and more destinations were added to the network. By 1975, Saudia, the name had been changed on the 1st of April, 1972, was serving 20 domestic destinations, 14 of these by jet. TriStar wide-bodied jets were introduced to the domestic routes in August 1975. This service was expanded in 1981 to include the use of the wide-bodied Airbus, and again in 1985 with the 424-seat Boeing 747-300. Saudia now has more than 100 planes of 5 different types. However, to see exactly how big Saudia is in kingdom business has become, you have to look at the number of passengers it handles. For example, did you know that Riyadh Airport was already handling 5 million domestic passengers per year before the opening of King Khalid International Airport in 1984? In July 1985, airfares in kingdom were reduced by 25%. This resulted in a huge increase in air travel in the country. Nowadays, the routes from Jeddah and Tehran to Riyadh each carry well over 1 million passengers a year. Air travel in Saudi Arabia has come a long way since 1945. Page 37, Unit 3, Lesson 4, Reading. Read the following statements about the passage. Put T, true, or F, false, and the line number. Write out a correct statement if you put F. Number 1. King Abdulaziz helped to establish the national airline. True or false? And which line or lines? Number 2. On the 14th of March, 1947, the first DC-3 flew from Jeddah to Medina, Riyadh, and Tehran. Number 3. The first jet service from Jeddah to Tehran began in December 1961. Number 4. Before 1972, Saudia was called Saudi Arabian Airlines. Number 5. 5 different types of wide-bodied planes were mentioned in the passage. Number 6. More than 1 million passengers per year fly the route from Riyadh to Jeddah. There is a map, a drawing of a map, and the route between Riyadh and Jeddah, and a drawing of a plane in between. Just drawing.